This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren listed her race as American Indian on a State Bar of Texas registration card in 1986. The Post reporting represents a previously unknown instance of Warren claiming her race as Native American, and the first document that appears to definitively show Warren making the claim in her own handwriting. According to the Post, Warren has previously declined to answer whether she or an assistant filled out forms in which her race was listed as Native American. This is exactly all about character, 100%. I had a caller last hour said it's about character. Absolutely it is. Absolutely. The card obtained by the Post in an open records request lists Warren's alma maters of University of Houston and Rutgers Law School, but with no other racial identifiers. But this is interesting. There was a piece done by the Fordham Law Review in 1997. And it said in the Fordham Law Review that Harvard Law School had hired their first woman of color in Elizabeth Warren. All right. Elizabeth Warren has pushed back hard on questions about a Harvard Crimson piece in 1996 that described her as Native American, saying she had no idea the school where she taught was billing her that way and saying it never came up during her hiring a year earlier. But a 1997 Fordham Law Review piece described her as Harvard Law School's first woman of color. Now, the question I have is, did she get that job because she said that she was Native American? I don't know, right? But it's a great question. And look at the timing of this. If she checked that box, that bar box for Texas back in the 1980s, 1986, and then 1997, Fordham Law Review writes about Harvard hiring their first woman of color in Elizabeth Warren, who's the whitest person out there. You put it together and it goes like this. She lied on her Texas bar application, which means she was lying in other places too. She probably lied in her job interview. I mean, you could reasonably conclude that. She told Harvard that she was Native American. They went, oh, good. We got to make sure we have diversity because Harvard is hugely, hugely white. So we got to have some diversity here. And then they hire her. The Fordham piece takes the description of Warren by Harvard Law beyond the boundaries of the Massachusetts school. Warren has described herself as a minority on a law professor's listing for several years, ending in 1995. She has said she wanted to meet people like herself, but stopped when she realized that she's not what the listing was for. She's pushed back hard on suggestions she got her job based on her heritage, and her backers have noted a 1995 Crimson piece from the year she was hired. And it makes no mention of her background, they say. But her spokesman said the following, quote, there is nothing new in this report. Elizabeth has been clear that she is proud of her Native American heritage. And everyone who hired Elizabeth has been clear that she was hired because she was a great teacher, not because of that heritage. So she was running around claiming Native American heritage. People called her out on it. She put out this phony DNA video with his doctor who said that she was 1/1024th Native American, which is so statistically insignificant, it's not even funny. The outrage from the Cherokee community was huge. They said, it's not about, first of all, it's not even about DNA. It's about your involvement in the community and being part of it, and you're not. Secondly, they call BS on that. So then she issues this apology, which I'll play again for you, and she said, I'm not a woman of color. Finally coming out and saying that after years of running around claiming that she was, and who knows how she benefited from it. Go ahead.
Now, before I go any further in this, I want to say this. Like anyone who's being honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes. I am sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot. And I am grateful for the many conversations that we've had together. It is a great honor to be able to partner with Indian Country And that's what I've tried to do as a senator, and that's what I promise I will do as president of the United States of America.
Now, she'll get a pass on this because that's always what happens. All right? That's what happens. I mean, because we don't have an honest media in this country that's going to really go into depth about her years of lying and question. It's a question of character. But if you have the right issues, then you just get a pass and they'll act like it was no big deal, like it never happened. But I'd like to know, did Elizabeth Warren beat out a person of actual color who was vying for a job at Harvard Law School? I mean, it's a legit question, right? I'd like to know the year that she was hired. Was there an African-American candidate who was in the mix? Was there a Latino candidate or Latina or Latinx candidate in the mix? Was there a Asian candidate in the mix? No. Harvard hates Asian people. I forgot. Never mind. Was there somebody of color in the mix that she beat for the job by claiming she was Native American? I mean, isn't that a legitimate question? I don't know how you'd prove it, but I imagine there could be maybe some very young, hungry investigative reporter who could go to Harvard back then, look at maybe job interviews or talk to applicants, find out. And all I got to do is find one, right? You know, if Elizabeth Warren were a Republican, that's exactly what happens. Somebody would go to Harvard and find Don Jones, African-American lawyer who struggled to get his law degree and was up for the job as a Harvard Law School professor, but lost out to Elizabeth Warren because she claimed she was Native American. And beat up that guy for the job. Now, that would be a huge story. It'd be front page news. It'd be nonstop news. It would be day in, day out. It'd be unbelievable news. But you and I both know that's never going to happen, right? They're not going to go back and find any of those questions out. Harvard hired her. My guess is, from everything that I've read, they hired her because she had checked on that box in the 1980s that she was Native American. So she was telling people she was. Or American Indian, which is what the politically correct nomenclature was back then, American Indian. So she was telling people that. So then why wouldn't she tell Harvard that? She would. And then Harvard would hire her. Beating out maybe some black guy or a black woman or a Latinx woman. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 is the number. Okay. All right. So there you go. And I don't know what else to tell you other than it's just it's the ultimate double standard in life without question. All right. The mooch. I got to get to the mooch, too. I got to get to the mooch. Yeah. One more time, though, with CBS News this morning dismissing Elizabeth Warren and her DNA flap. Much ado about nothing.
Well, Tony, this is a first of its kind event focused exclusively on Native American issues. As you said, over the next 2 days, Native American leaders will quiz the candidates on issues of concern to Native communities. 8 of the 23 Democratic presidential candidates will be here, and the one to watch especially is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. You'll remember she faced backlash last year for releasing a DNA test revealing that she has a very small trace of Native American ancestry. Polls show she's now in second place here in Iowa, and voters and Native American activists we've spoken to say that DNA flap is much ado about nothing, even though, of course, the president occasionally makes light of it.
Yeah, much ado about nothing. So it's much ado about her character and her honesty, but, you know, no big deal.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.